Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you'll hear an interview that I did from Salisbury at the recent Sheraton County Fair.
Okay, we're here at Sheraton County Fair, and I'm interviewing a couple of young ladies, talking to the Merrick sisters, and you are?
I'm Sydney Merrick.
Sydney, and you're?
I'm Kelsey Merrick.
Sydney and Kelsey. Sydney, let's talk about you. What's gone on in your life since the last time we talked over here?
Yeah, so I think the last time we talked was at last year's county fair, and that was actually my last year as an exhibitor. So since then, I graduated from Missouri State University in December with my bachelor's. I am currently in my first semester of physical therapy school at Mizzou.
So the last time we talked would have been about 2 years ago, my last year, so it's been just a couple. But I am actually working for the University of Missouri, the Division of Animal Sciences, as a recruiter and advisor for them, and then helping with the livestock judging teams as well.
Do you like that?
It's a time of my life, so I get to take what I grew up doing and also tell other people to kind of get involved in the program. So,
does that seem like that's going to be a career for you, or what are you majoring in?
So I have a bachelor's degree in animal sciences, and I'm currently working on a master's in ag education. So hoping to use that to take me on to turn it into more of an instructor role or kind of branch out there with the animal science division. So.
Now, you've got a sister showing here tonight, right? Younger sister. Is she senior in high school or she graduated?
So she will actually also be at Mizzou this fall. So she just graduated last May. So she'll be majoring in ag business there at Mizzou this fall.
Folks know your mom and dad well here, and you all have always worked in their business, Salisbury Meat Market. I'm going to ask you both. You've both been very successful. I know your sister is as well. If young people are wanting to get into FFA, would you recommend it to them and why?
I would absolutely recommend it to them. FFA and 4-H both were the most beneficial things I've probably done in my life and organizations I've been a part of. You just truly learn so much, both about agriculture and just those leadership qualities that honestly everyone should possess and have about them. And you just learn so much more than what you would even initially think going into it.
How about you? Would you recommend FFA?
Say definitely. Kind of bouncing off what she just said there. I mean, even if you're not involved in agriculture, go ahead and jump in and try it because there's lots of different projects you can get involved in. And like me, it actually led to my career and my passions. So you never know what it might turn out to. So definitely.
She's got crutches here. How much longer are those going to be part of your life?
So I had surgery right before the 4th. So hopefully after the 18th on Monday we'll be out. But fingers crossed it may be through the end of July. So.
Well, good luck with that and good luck with your at school and wherever you are.
Perfect. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, and good luck to you too.
Thank you. Thanks for all your support over the years too.
And now it is time for the KMMO Ag Department corny joke of the day. Why is the raisin scared to go swimming? It's afraid of strong currents. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.